I want to read just a verse to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 tonight. You folks have preached the sermon tonight. You really have. So I just want to share a devotional thought with you this evening. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15 says very simply, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." And that's why we're here tonight, to thank God. As I heard you give testimonies tonight, I think there were three threads that ran throughout each and every testimony almost. I think one of the things we ought to be thankful for this evening is our health. If you have a measure of health and strength tonight, you ought to be grateful to God. You're looking at a man who goes into hospitals and rehab centers and funeral parlors almost every day of his life. And I've seen people even far younger than I have terrible health issues. I'm just telling you, if you're healthy tonight, that really is a gift from God. And don't take it for granted. I heard a story about three guys who were on a fishing boat. And all three had one physical malady or another. And then as those guys were fishing, an angel showed up. And the angel said, "The Lord sent me from heaven to do a miracle for each of you. He said, I can touch you and heal you of one disease." So he looks at the first guy and says, "What can I heal you from?" And the guy said, "My knee. My knee's been hurting me for years." The angel reached down and he touched the man's knee and he was well again. And he said, "Thank you, Lord." Well, then he looked at the other guy and he said, "How can I heal you?" And this guy said, "I have terrible eyesight. I've worn these Coke bottle glasses for all of my life. Could you touch my eyes so I could see and not need these glasses anymore?" The angel touches his eyes. The guy threw his glasses in the water. He could see. And he said, "Thank the Lord." Well, he turned to the third guy and he said, "How can I help you? What do you need to be healed of?" The man jumped in the water. As soon as his head was above water, he said, "Don't you dare touch me. I'm on disability." Listen, folks, if you have eyes that see and ears that hear, hands and feet that move, a heart that pumps, you ought to thank the Lord. There are some of you tonight who are facing a health crisis. And I thank God that there is a kind of health that's even more important than a physical health. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians that though our outward man perisheth, our inward man is renewed day by day. And I thank God for those of you whose bodies may be even wasting away this very night, but your soul and spirit is strong and you've been given the grace of God. So I think we can thank God for our health tonight. Here's another thing I heard this evening. We can thank God for our homes. Well, I just heard lots of wives saying, "I'm grateful for my husband," and lots of husbands saying, "I'm grateful for my wife," and children saying, "I'm grateful for my parents." That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, last Sunday night, I asked you if your home was a place that drained you or a place that recharged you. And I thank God that the Lord has given me the kind of home that recharges me. I mean, I love preaching, and I love you folks, and I love serving you, and this is a wonderful church, and I thank God for you. There is nowhere else in this world than I would rather be than at 717 Morgan with Will and Anna and Tori. I was sick most of the day Sunday and all day Monday, laying in the bed, and they served me and they loved me and they said, "Dad, what can we do for you? How can we help you? We're praying for you." I'm telling you, a Christian home's a wonderful thing, isn't it? There's nothing this side of heaven sweeter than a Christian home. I heard about a lady who had three sons, and they were all very successful in life. And they wanted to do something for their mother. They would get her a special gift on her birthday, and this year they would go all out. Well, as things do with boys, this gift giving turned into a competition to see which could get mom the most expensive gift. Well, the first son, the oldest, decided he would buy his mother a 10-bedroom mansion. He said, "She's always had just a little house on the bad part of town. I'm going to get her a mansion. She'll have the nicest home that money could buy." The second son said, "I'm going to buy mom a brand new Mercedes. This car will go from 0 to 60 in no time flat. And because I know she doesn't have great eyesight, she doesn't like to drive much anymore, I'm going to get her a chauffeur who'll take her anywhere she wants to go." The third son, the baby of the family, said, "You guys don't know mom at all. And she doesn't want a house or a car. Mom loves the Lord. And her eyesight's going bad. She can't read her Bible anymore. So I'm buying her a parrot. And not just any parrot, a special parrot." This parrot was owned by a pastor, and for 12 years he trained that parrot how to memorize the New Testament, and he can quote every verse. And anytime she wants to hear the word of the Lord, she can just ask her parrot, and he'll quote it. So on her birthday, all three boys gave her the gifts, the house, the car, the parrot. She seemed to appreciate all three of them. Well, a few weeks later, the mom sat down to write some thank you notes. To the first son, she wrote, "The house is beautiful, but I can only live in one little room, and I have to keep all those other rooms clean. Thanks anyway." To the second son, she wrote, "The car is fast, but I don't like driving fast. And the chauffeur you hired is a real jerk. I'm not going anywhere with him. Thanks anyway." To the third son, she wrote, "You know me so much better than the other boys. Thank you for the chicken. It was delicious." The lady may have been blind, but at least she was thankful. And I tell you, folks, we ought to thank God for our families. And if your family situation isn't what you wish it would be, you can thank God for your faith family. And boy, we've heard it over and over and over again, what a loving, gracious church this is, and that's God's work within us. I thank God for the people of Worth Baptist Church, and I don't know of a more loving church anywhere in the world. We can thank God for our homes. We can thank God for our health. But listen, we can thank God tonight for the hope of heaven. And that's what he was talking about in 2 Corinthians. He said, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. There's only one gift so good you can't hardly find the words to describe it, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel that even though I'm a wicked, hell-deserving sinner, God sent his one and only Son into this world to live a life I couldn't live, to die a death I couldn't die, and 3 days later to conquer an enemy I couldn't conquer and rise up from the grave. And through that unspeakable gift tonight, we have the forgiveness of sins. Through that unspeakable gift, we've been adopted into the family of God. Through that unspeakable gift, we have a guarantee that when we die, we'll go straight to heaven. I tell you what, God's been good to us. And we have plenty of reasons to thank the Lord tonight. And I would say to you this evening that if you've never received the greatest gift that's ever been given in human history, the gift of the gospel, the gift of eternal life, tonight's your night to receive it. May we pray together. Our Father in heaven, we do come to you this evening with thankful hearts. If we tried to list all the things that you've done for us, we'd be here all evening. Thank you most of all for your Son Jesus dying for us, loving us, coming into our lives and giving us eternal life. And I pray that if there's someone here tonight that does not know Christ, they do not know for certain that heaven would be their home, that this evening you'd save them. With every head bowed and every eye closed, just one quick question. We felt the Spirit move in this place tonight. Is there anybody here who would say, Pastor Gillett, if I were to die today, I'm not 100% that I would go to heaven? I'm not saved, or I'm not sure. Would you please pray for me? If that's you, would you lift your hand with mine tonight? I'm not saved, or I'm not sure. Pastor, would you please pray for me? I wonder how many of you Christians would say, and I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but how many of you Christians would say, as these brothers and sisters were testifying tonight, it just reminded me how blessed I am. And I just want to take a few moments in the stillness and quietness of this invitation just to say thank you. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for all you've done for me. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Brother Sides is going to lead us in just one or two verses. Perhaps you want to come and find a place at the altar and just worship and praise the Lord for a minute. Perhaps you want to do it right where you are. That's okay. But Brother Sides is going to lead us in this verse. Well, let's spend some time just thanking the Lord for his blessings in our life.